Welcome to the Things to Live For podcast, where we focus on the simple pleasures in life. Here's Rick.
Hey there. That was Faith, and I'm Rick, and we hope you're having a good day. Welcome to the Things to Live For podcast. As I speak into this microphone, most of us have been asked to confine ourselves to our homes. During this time, we're forced to isolate ourselves as much as possible from the outside world. This minor inconvenience has been asked of us for the common good. But there are also other benefits to it. When we're secluded, we're able to filter out a lot of the noise in our lives. We have a lot of time alone with ourselves and our thoughts, so we can reflect and get introspective. This is actually good for our mental health, because it can help us evaluate things and get centered. It's a great time to meditate, or if you're religious, pray. Being made to stay home also gives us the gift of free time. We're forced to cut out a lot of the outside activities that occupy most of our day, many of which are not even that essential. So now, we can't avoid doing the projects that we've been putting off for so long, like cleaning the car or fixing things around the house. Probably the best thing about being quarantined is that it gives us so many opportunities to spend quality time with our loved ones. Now that we're locked in together, there's no escaping it. If we don't live with them, it's a great time to contact our family or friends, to reconnect and catch up. So during this time that we're staying home for the good of the outside world, we can also benefit our own world in so many ways. Thank you so much for being with us on Things to Live For. If you like the show and our message of positivity, please spread the word. You never know who might need some good vibes. Find our social media links at our website, thingstolivefor.com. That's thingstolivefor.com. Remember to use the number 2. This is Rick saying, have a blessed day.
Are you in crisis? Or do you know anyone who might be? You are not alone, and help is available. If you're located in the U.S., visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. If you're outside of the U.S., visit iasp.info. Help is just a click away.